Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think Daryl Morey is trying to make moves to get James Harden to Philadelphia. I've been hearing rumors about, hey, can we do a swap with Ben Simmons and James Harden?
This is an exciting day for Philadelphia basketball.
Ah, James Harden.
Wow.
To the 76ers. That was Jay Williams on ESPN.
James Harden for Ben Simmons?
So Daryl Morey leaves the Rockets, and just a couple weeks later, Westbrook has requested a trade, and the stories out are that Harden isn't exactly happy with what's going on. He hasn't requested a trade, but I think it's pretty clear that the potential of him leaving is there. I don't know if it's this year or maybe in the offseason or whatever. But the name being connected that would be able to pry Harden away from the Rockets is Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. I can't see a trade that would give enough, at least at this point, to the Rockets. It doesn't feel like the Sixers want to trade Embiid. I don't know. Nor should they. Well, I mean, that's who I would trade, but it feels like it's inevitable that Simmons is going to be traded for Harden if that's indeed what Daryl Morey wants, and I think that's what he wants. I do. Yeah. I'll say this, that it would be something that as a 76er fan, I think that we would regret down the line, because Simmons is going to have a lot of all-star years in this
Nobody
league.
Nobody cares about him having all-star years if he can't help you win a title.
But he can.
He's been making an all-star the way that he has, and how many people are happy with him?
You're not wrong, but he can help you win a title, right? Like, he's a good player that's going to be very good for years to come. I would trade Joel Embiid before I would trade Ben Simmons. But at the same time, that if they do end up trading Simmons for Harden.
Yeah, if you trade Joel Embiid for Harden, is Harden and Ben Simmons winning a title?
I don't think Harden and Joel Embiid's winning a title. So
what gets you closer to that?
So why bring this up then? If
why bring it up? Well, I mean,
I don't know what we're discussing. You don't think Harden and Ben is winning the title? You don't think Harden and Joel is winning the title? You don't want James Harden?
I think
you
it
would
gets
just
you closer.
Keep Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid together, or what? Like, what are we talking about here?
No, I didn't say that. I said that I would trade Embiid before I would trade Ben Simmons. Ultimately, I don't know if you have enough to win a title as it is, right? I don't know if James Harden hasn't won in Houston. So he's going to come here and he's going to win with Joel Embiid? Like, why should I believe that, right? Like, they have a
well,
roster
because
that's
you,
not a great roster.
Hold on. I'm about to tell you why you would believe it, because you got two top 10 players.
Joel Embiid's a top 10 player?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't agree with that.
Okay, well, I mean... That's my opinion. He's a top 10 player.
Okay.
So that's why you would have a chance to win. Whereas Ben is more of a top 20-25 player. That's what he is. And so you add Harden to Embiid, you have two of the more unstoppable players in the league. I think Harden's game next to Embiid will make Embiid's game 1,000 times easier.
Yeah, you're
somebody
a
that can
team.
Create their own shot, somebody that can shoot from the outside, someone else that can actually make free throws, get to a free throw line late in the games. Like, and Embiid wouldn't feel the burden of having to carry the scoring load every night. And vice versa. Harden wouldn't feel the burden of having to carry the scoring load every night. He wouldn't be saddled with a guy like Russell Westbrook, who can't shoot free throws, who's ball dominant.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, Harden's game is more compatible with Joel Embiid's game. And you only have a small window. That's another reason why I would do it. You have a small window to win. And I'd rather take a shot in a 3 to 4 year window of trying to win it and then having to scrap everything than sitting around waiting for Embiid and Simmons and somebody else to take Tobias Harris and Al Horford. You're going to waste 3 or 4 years trying to put a real team together. And by then, who knows if Embiid is either still healthy enough to be a lead dog or even wants to be here, him or Simmons. Because if this team, as presently constructed, goes another 2 or 3 years of not reaching the NBA Finals, of not reaching the Conference Finals. By the way, you got the Milwaukee Bucks in their situation with Giannis. That's a much better team right now than the Sixers. You got the Brooklyn situation. That's a much better team right now as the Sixers are presently constructed. And you got other young teams like Toronto and some other teams that they all fit together better than what the Sixers have. I only got a small window to try to get this done. And if I can't get it done in the next 4 years, that means I need to scrap the whole thing and start over. But just treading water with Embiid and Simmons for 5 years till one of them grows impatient enough to demand a trade and you got to start over anyway. Like, I take Harden, and if it costs me Ben Simmons, then I'll give up Ben Simmons. You got to give up something to get something. You got to give up something to get something. Yeah, if they wanted Tobias Harris and Al Horford, sure, take them. If that means we can keep Simmons and Embiid, I'm all for that. But I know you got to give up one of them.
Yep, you do.
And but, if I have to give up one, I'll give up Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I agree with you with what you're saying, honestly. Like, I would trade Embiid before I would trade Simmons. But for sure, something needs to change. Like you had said, like trying to make this work with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, like that's fine if you don't have any other options. If another option is James Harden coming here, then go for it. You got a chance in the next 3 years. You have a good chance in the next 3 years. You let Morey build a roster around them, and you hope that 2022, 2023, they're the years that you can win. Right? Yeah. So, I agree with what you're saying. I would rather trade Joel Embiid. I would like to keep Ben Simmons here. But I would still make a trade. I would. It's time to shake things up. This isn't working what they have right now. It's not working, right? So hopefully Morey can make something happen. Make this our Twitter question, Jack, for the 3 o'clock hour, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers has over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google. Find out why in person or at marks-jewelers.com. So we'll throw this into the mix right here. Let's go to Hassan in Strawberry Mansion. Hassan, what do you think?
I definitely agree with you. I would not get rid of Ben. I mean, I just don't see any upside in Harden personally. Bringing him here with Embiid to dribble it out, yeah, he'll add some more points, but I don't think he'll bring a championship. If I was in the seat and we was talking about getting rid of one, I would get Golden State on the phone and try to get their number 2 pick and possibly get Weissman in here. That way I could get a younger, better Embiid and still be in.
Who are you trading for that, though?
Who would I trade for that? Get him Embiid and let me get Wiggins in the 2 pick.
Wow.
Or Wiggins and
Hassan.
Green.
Yeah, I don't know about
Hassan.
That.
Hassan, you want to give up Joel Embiid for Andrew Wiggins and the number 2 overall pick?
Yes, because I think Wiseman is better. And Embiid is never healthy. Like, the way you want to give away Ben and keep Carson to me, mm-hmm, is amazing.
Because
everything you say to give away Ben, like, you keep for Carson, and he has the same issues, only he's injury prone, he throws the ball away. Like, Ben has nothing but upside. He never shot.
Let me tell you,
he doesn't shoot it now doesn't really, that's not for me. Get 4 people around him that can.
Right. I know. And let me just address the injury-prone thing where you're absolutely wrong. How many injuries you think Ben Simmons has had since he's been in the NBA?
He's had a couple.
But he's not injury-prone.
I don't feel like that.
I know, because you don't want it. He didn't break his foot. He didn't miss his entire rookie year because he broke his foot, right?
I feel like they kept him out just to keep him out.
Okay, that's fine. But the injury actually happened, though, right?
The injury did happen prior to the season.
Okay, I'm I'm just saying the injury happened. That's all I'm saying.
But with Ben Simmons on the floor.
What about this year? Did he not just get injured for the – hold on, Hassan. I want to address your comparison to Wentz, where I think you're overlooking the injuries that Ben Simmons has had throughout his career. So if we want to label Wentz injury prone, I'm trying to figure out why wouldn't Ben Simmons be labeled injury prone? Didn't he have two? Hold on, hold up. Didn't he have? Hold up. No. Didn't he have two different injuries this past year? And one ended his season. One of them ended his season.
What I'm saying there is, you're not trying to throw Carson away for his few injuries. Why are we trying to throw Ben away?
If we were trading Carson Wentz for somebody that was much better, that would be different.
I don't see Harden as much better. What has he done on his resume that's much better? He's a career.
I don't know. Led the league in scoring. Hold on. I'm about to tell you. Since you asked, I'm glad you asked. 7-time All-NBA. 3-time scoring champion. Should have been an MVP more than once, but he got one of those under his belt. Probably should have had two or three of those. Let me see. He was all rookie. He was the sixth man of the year. He was the, I think he was an all-star game MVP. He's an 8-time all-star. I think he's done 10 times as much as Ben Simmons has in his career.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say.
I like Ben Simmons. But you guys let your fandom for Ben Simmons, like, override your brain at times when you're talking about trading him for a Hall of Fame player, an MVP, an elite scorer. An elite scorer. Might be, let me see. I would take KD. I think KD's a better scorer. I was getting ready to say he might be the best scorer in the league. He certainly led the league in scoring.
Last 3 years.
Yeah.
30.4, 36.1, 34.3. You know, it shoots 44%, takes a ton of free throws because he's crafty at getting to the line. He always gets foul shots.
How many times people say, Ben, go to the line, Ben? How many times we've been yelling about Ben, go to the hole strong so you can go to the line?
Free throws attempted per game last year, 11.8, and he shoots at an 86.5-point clip. 7.5 assists, 6.6 rebounds the last 2 years.
That's all I'm saying. It's not like you're giving away Ben Simmons for trash.
No, it's a –
talking about James Harden at 30 years old.
It's what it would cost to get him.
And I'd be willing to do it.
Yeah.
I like Ben. But Ben's not an immovable piece. Like, are you kidding me?
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592.
Like, come on, man.
94. I can't believe the sentence was just uttered that what is
James Harden done? Yeah.
Yeah. Compared to Ben Simmons.
So how many years of Harden left being at this level do you think you have? Probably three. He's got three years left on his contract.
In today's game? What is he going to do, go down to averaging 27?
Well, I mean, not that, but to where you get to a point where he's a liability defensively, too, with what he's doing out there.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is defense isn't my issue. I don't bring him here to play defense. Ben Simmons plays defense, and how does everybody feel about that? Like, Harden is here to score.
The people that love Ben say they bring the defense up. Nobody else.
Oh, great. Says yeah, go ahead. Great. It's an offensive league.
215-592-9494.
How did that defense work out for the Defensive Player of the Year?
76ers.
Didn't he go home in the second round?
He did.
How about the two defensive players that played for the Clippers? Didn't they go home in the second round?
They blew it.
Great defensive players, though.
Mm. Ben
How about
Simmons?
Rudy Gobert? When did he go home?
Early.
A lot of defensive players went home early.
He also ruined the NBA season.
Yeah, he kind of did, where he's gripping up the microphones. 215-592-9494. Eagles second half. Who's feeling optimistic, everybody? We have some optimistic Eagles fans on the line. We'll get to you. And also the 76ers.
I haven't had a chance to yell about basketball in a while. That was fun.
Yeah. There you go.
A little hoops juice.
That's on the table. Also at 4 o'clock, it's the 30-year anniversary of the body bag game. We'll get into that at 4 o'clock. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino this football season. Now, there's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique, fun bet types like same-game parlay, and exclusive always-on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And if you win, they'll get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you don't win your first bet. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you get to keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Now, I gave you this line for the last 2 days. It has changed. Week 10 kicks off tonight. Indy taking on Tennessee. This line opened up with Tennessee as a 2-point favorite and has gradually gone down to where now Indy is a 1-point favorite in this game. Well, 1 point, 2 points, 3 points, what the heck. I still like Indy in this game. Now you just have to take them minus the points, whereas I got in on them plus 1.5. Now, if you've ever tried FanDuel Sportsbook, if you haven't tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code Ike so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
Mark Cerise, we
Mike
are back.
Clef.
Yep. Ready or not, here I come.
I love this returns. The Fugees.
Ooh la la la.
Kind of fits the mood outside.
Yeah.
Right?
It's perfect for today.
Yeah, I feel like we had 3 or 4 callers. We could hear the windshield wipers in the background going, Would you trade Ben Simmons for James Harden right now on Twitter? 55 to 45 say yes, they would. Ben has the fans in Philly. He's got those fans that are Ben Simmons.
As he should. Yeah. As he should. Now, I get it. I get it. But you're talking about James Harden.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at some point, even though I don't want to give up Ben Simmons, I'd rather give up Embiid, but I feel like you have to do it because, like, at some point, you got to go for it. Right? Like, the time is now to go for it. Like, you have older veteran guys. Joel Embiid's not 24 and in great shape.
Here's what's funny to me, right?
Yeah.
The Eagles actually just won the Super Bowl 3 years ago, and we're killing them as if they've never won it still, and we can't wait to get the next one. The Sixers haven't won a title since 83, haven't been to the NBA Finals since 2001, yet we're still willing to wait for guys to develop.
Yeah, I mean, it's all Spike's fault.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
We're still like, yeah, man, I'd rather, you know, 4 or 5 years, man. We got a 4 or 5 year window here.
What do people think that Ben Simmons is going to turn into?
Right.
Like, what do you think he's going to turn into?
Here's what happens if Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid remain together. One of them asks for out. One of them says, I went out of here.
Well, because the pressure of the city, we're going to blame one or the other.
And they're not good enough to win.
Right. And they're going to start blaming one or the other.
Yep.
How soon before Embiid is looking at Ben like, dude, you still won't shoot the damn ball?
I think he almost got there last year.
The fifth game in December?
He almost got there last year.
Right, he did.
So you know that's going to happen eventually.
The segment brought to you by Bradford White. I just think that this, and especially with Morey coming in, I mean, he's coming in to try to win.
He's not coming in. And that's why it's good that he was hired.
Yes.
Because you need somebody who's not emotionally attached to these guys.
And it's here's the other thing, like Scott O'Neill, Joshua Harris, they're looking in and saying, we're selling out every night. Why would we, even though there's not fans in there right now,
right,
but
right.
You know what I mean. Like, yeah. why would we move one of our young superstars?
Yeah, we had no reason to.
Do you imagine the buzz for that team if James Harden's here? Wow, man.
I think they'd be one of the talks of the NBA.
Definitely would be. Definitely. 100%. Yeah. I mean, people are already talking about it. Spike,
Jay Williams rolled it out there.
Spike is convinced they're getting James Harden.
And, I mean, Josh Harris already had a comment on it.
He did. What did he say?
This is an exciting day for Philadelphia basketball.
There you go.
Don't let him be at the press conference, please.
Oh, but are you kidding me?
Oh, he's going to be right there like he got the deal done.
He's going to have a special shine on him. Man, he waited for that. Davon, New Ark, Delaware. Davon, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Appreciate you taking my call.
My man,
what's up?
I called about the Eagles, but let me just say one thing about James Harden. The guy quits in the playoffs. I don't care how much points he puts up, man. I've seen this guy constantly check out when things don't go his way. You pair that with Embiid and his halfway checking out sometimes, that's not a good recipe for Philadelphia. You got to keep Benny Dimes here. He's the motor.
Here's the thing, though, Day. You got to explain to me when Ben has been all in and giving you 100% and
Last year, when you make all NBA, you make first team defense, and Joel has not done that yet. Ben is the motor for our team. He doesn't shoot. I give you that. He doesn't shoot. But everything outside of that, you can't tell me Ben doesn't give you 100% every game.
No, I'm talking about this idea that somehow his game raises to another level in the playoffs. You said James Harden quits in the playoffs. I don't believe that.
He checks out. Like, when it's not going his way, like, we've seen it against San Antonio, and we've seen it against, against the Warriors.
Against the Spurs, he definitely did. I remember
that
series.
You don't take nine shots when you're James Harden.
Yeah.
You do that in Philadelphia, you're gone. He can't handle that. As soon as we get under his skin, he doesn't want to play for us anymore.
He would be, probably year two, he'd be debated, right? Like, year one would be great, but there would be people that didn't necessarily like him.
We wouldn't give him no time.
Yeah.
And now my take on the Eagles is, I'm with the 5-3 squad. I think we can do it. But the first eight games, we can honestly say the Rams are the only team that beat the Eagles. Every other game, the Eagles beat the Eagles. So all these division games that were tight, the Eagles made it tight. The other teams didn't make it tight.
No, that's true.
We put them in the position to make it look like they're better than what they were. That's just plain and simple.
But you know why? Do you know why? Because they're not a good team, right?
No. Yeah. But turnovers, that's something that you can correct. Because that's just stupid mistakes that Carson Wentz was making.
Yep.
So that can be corrected. That has nothing to do with the talent. And that's the thing I wanted to speak on. Because
can Doug be corrected?
Yeah. Doug can be corrected for sure. But right. I think they both have to be on the same page, like Ike was saying. You can't have Doug and Carson have to be on the same page, but that comes with winning.
Totally agree.
Because they were pressing to win those last two games, the Giants and Cowboys. You press so hard to win those games when the games were basically given to you. All you had to do was just go out there and play.
Gotcha, Davon. Oh, as always, a pleasure. Yeah, Ike breaks it down very easily. When you win, none of these things are talked about because you're winning games. And no one's worrying about the stuff. When you're not winning and you're struggling, that's what we focus on.
Yep.
How you heat your water matters. Choose the water heaters that are built to be the best. Choose Bradford White water heaters to find a professional installer near you. Visit bradfordwhite.com. Hold the phones. We'll get to many phone calls next segment, but today is the 30th anniversary of the body bag game, and I'll take you inside of it, exactly what happened with the body bag game. Mike, were you playing for that Eagles team?
I missed that one.
You missed that one. Mm-hmm. All right.
Just Nigel Bradham missed the preseason game. Mike wasn't there.
Same thing.
No, it was not the same thing.
We'll talk about the body bag game coming up next. Mark Cenerese on 94 WIP.
Hey, I've been telling you about the new partnership between the Philadelphia Eagles and First Trust Bank. Now, you can represent the squad with personalized Eagles checks and, my favorite, the Eagles debit cards. Now, I want to let you know about a great new program now that fans are back in the stands. The stadium is now cashless, and First Trust Bank is launching a limited-time new customer bonus on Eagles checking. Get approved for a new Eagles checking account and receive 15,000 bonus points for the Eagles Silver Card. Now, that's enough points to redeem for a $150 gift card or get 20,000 bonus points for an Eagles Black Card. Now, that's enough points for a $200 gift card. Now, it's easier than cash. Tap to pay or upload to your mobile wallet for contactless payment. You not only get a great-looking Eagles debit card, but you'll also get 20% off Eagles merchandise at the stadium and online, and you can earn points on purchases everywhere you go. Just go to firsttrust.com/Eagles checking to get more information and apply today. That's firsttrust.com/Eagles checking.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.